watching on Friday and Saturday and catching up later on. I hope you've enjoyed this time already. If you have not, you can go to our Facebook page at any time to look at the sessions that we've already done. And I encourage you to join me for session 3 coming up at 7 p.m. this coming Thursday night as we continue that study of this Old Testament book, the book of Ruth. If you look up in our parking lot, and many of you saw as you came in this week, last couple weeks, a lot of hard work has been going on over the last couple weeks to beautify some of the parking lot, some of that middle area where the trees are upstairs. And a lot of hard work has already gone in, and there's some continued hard work that needs to continue to take place upstairs. This coming Saturday, there's going to be another work day up in the parking lot, 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you're going to be able to help, please let Jerry know. Jerry's a little under the weather today. His back's not feeling so well, so he needs some extra help this coming Saturday to help him work out. So if you can come and help this coming Saturday from 7:30 to 11 a.m., we're going to do some additional work in the parking lot coming up this weekend. I want to thank you, too, for all your support for the September in-gathering that's already taken place for our food pantry. are everything to us. Oh, let our gratitude today be great. Let our praise today be plentiful. Let our worship today be wonderful. We lift this prayer in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Our next hymn this morning is No, Not One. Well, let's stand and worship together. No, Not One.
Safety of our church members and for the safety of our community and all that. education team met this past week, and after careful discussion and careful prayer, and then conversation with church staff, we have decided to postpone the Rumpke Stew sale at this time for a later date. Now, we haven't said when this later date would be, and as you all know, I love some Rumpke Stew, and I want the Rumpke Stew as much as you do, but we just thought at the best time right now, we're going to postpone it for a later date. One of these reasons, too, is we want to make sure we have enough helpers to be here to help us to make the Brunswick Stew. That's part of it as well. So, just know that it will not be taking place in early October, but it will be taking place at a later date. And we pray that in the meantime, that COVID numbers will decrease in our community, and we will start seeing a better healthful time where we can all get together to make it and prepare it, because it takes a lot of hands. So we want everybody's hands to be a part of it. A lot of smiling faces around those stew pots, which we all look forward to. A lot of time of fellowship that will take place. And again, we will all enjoy that Brunswick Stew coming at a later time and a later date. So be in prayer for that. Now at this time, I want to call on Mary Carroll to come forward for our offertory prayer.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we're here today to worship you. Many ways to worship. One of them that we were praying for in particular is our contributions. Monetarily, we give to your kingdom. The work that we do here at this church is to build your kingdom. But Lord, we also serve you with other ministries, to love others, to care for others, and to meet their needs. Lord, we thank you for a pastor, a minister of music, a communist that give of themselves. And Lord, I pray that you would help us support them. Thank you again, Lord, for the many blessings you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Is love for me.
come to you this day confessing where we have fallen short. You've called us to be voices in this world, and many times we've stayed silent. Father, you've called us to be your hands in this world, and many of those times we've kept them hidden. You've called us to be your feet in this world, and oftentimes we go our own way. Father, when we meet those that are doubting and saying nothing, Father, we have stayed silent and we ask for your forgiveness. We come to those that are needing you, Father, we have done nothing and we need your forgiveness. When we are called to take up your cross and carry it for others, and we've done nothing, we need your forgiveness. Father, breathe life into us. Breathe life into these bones. Bring freedom to these lives that we might declare with our full heart and soul and our full voice that you are our Lord and our God, and you are calling us into this world to stand up and to move forward. May we hear you this day starting back with our fall ministries. Our calendar has more on its schedule than it did last year at this time. Sunday school is meeting. Sunday night studies are back in session. Fun and fellowship trips are happening. Stuff is going on. However, are we going anywhere? Are we going anywhere? Is there forward motion? following verse 10, the Lord tells Ezekiel this: these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we are indeed cut off. Basically, they were saying, we are stuck in neutral. Not only is there no forward motion, but there's no motion Make that connection. Let us start bringing the flesh back so God will have more to breathe into. Did you hear that? A Barna poll done at the beginning of 2021 showed that 1 in 5 churches may permanently close their doors as a result of the COVID pandemic. 1 in 5. These are staggering numbers, and they're a little bit scary. But let's not forget that the church, capital C church, the larger Christian church with a big C, is the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, and God's plan A in bringing Christ's continued hope to the world. Even during the pandemic, our congregation has seen growth, both physically with a PH and physically with an F. We've seen growth. However, we have more room to grow. But we will not see it if we stay in neutral. Can these bones live? They must depend on the word of the Lord. Without the word of God, we do not have anything to talk about when we get to church. Sorry, folks. We don't talk about the weather. We don't talk about the football game, even though we do talk about the football game. If we don't talk about the word of God when we get to church, why are we here in the first place? God's word is the beginning, the middle, and the end of everything that we do as a church. This has been one of the main constants through COVID that we have tried to hold on to. God's word is sufficient. It contains everything that we need to know for how to live a life that pleases God. God's word is clear. His word has been revealed in such a way that everyone who wants to know what it means can make sense of what it says. Now, it may require study. It does require study. It may require discussion. It does require discussion. And it does require further reading. You should be reading God's word. However, God's wisdom is available to anyone who desires to understand it. God's word is authoritative. It serves as a measuring stick for our faith and our practice, both individually and as a congregation. And finally, God's word is necessary. For us to understand the story of Christ and how God has revealed himself to us, we need to know his word. We need to live in his word, and we need to follow him. So we come back to that same question again. Can these bones live? The Lord asked this question to Ezekiel and then revealed the answer that still rings true for our church today. How do we shift out of neutral? We become filled and led by the breath and spirit of God. We depend on God's sovereignty, being led by him to reach out to others. We depend on the word of the Lord as our source of direction, guidance, and knowledge. And why do we do this? Because we have a purpose. We have a purpose, First Baptist Elon, to stand up like the bones in the valley of the dry bones and start moving forward. So my challenge to you today is this. Let's shift out of neutral and put the car in drive. Father, we stand with Ezekiel so many years ago, and we hear the bones rattling, and we see the flesh coming to form, and Father, we feel the Spirit moving. You are calling us to stop standing in the same place, stop staying in neutral, but to get going. Father, you challenge each one of us individually to do the same thing. You challenge us as a congregation to do the exact same thing. It's not about putting items on the calendar. It's about serving you, living out your will for our congregation. That's our challenge today, Father. That's our challenge as we move forward and we start thinking and shaping and shifting our minds of what you are calling us to do. Father, that's our goal this morning. I ask that you challenge each one of us as we go home this day. Speak to us. Make us a challenging people, a shifting people in this world. come to this time of commitment, as this time of closing, as we sing our closing hymn, maybe today, for the very first time, you realize that Jesus Christ came and shifted the world. He changed the paradigm of what the world can be, and maybe today you recognize for the first time what he did for you. I'll be down front. Come speak to me. Let me talk to you about what it means to turn your life over to him. Or maybe today you're looking for a church home, a body that's looking to make a difference in this world, a body that's being shaped and shifted, that God is breathing into to make a difference. First Baptist Elon is that home. I'll talk to you about what it means to be a part of this family of God here at First Baptist Elon. Or maybe just today, maybe something I said, maybe one of the music specials that were sung today, maybe a scripture passage of prayer, maybe something spoke to you in a way that you haven't felt in a long time. Maybe that's the commitment that you want to make today. The altar is open. It's always open. This is God's altar. I'll be down front. I'll pray with you. Whatever it is, don't put it off. Make it that commitment today. Whatever it is, let's stand and sing our closing hymn this morning.
Thank you. promised